Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay, so please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Brandon Pecorello, and he is with DataBank. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here, and thank you for having us.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about DataBank. How are you serving folks?
Sure. So we are a data center, cloud computing, and cybersecurity company right here in the middle of Tech Square, Midtown, Atlanta. We're actually headquartered out of Dallas and have 20 other data centers across the country, but I'm speaking to you live from the Atlanta data center here, and you may have seen the big Georgia Tech Portman high rise that was just erected and completed about a year ago. We are the data center right next to that. So it's a really neat little campus here right in the heart of the fastest growing area of Atlanta. And we couldn't be more proud to kind of evangelize it with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is. We run the radio for ATDC, and so you're just down the road there.
I should have came in there and did this interview, man.
Could have done that. Could have done that. So tell us, just educate the uneducated about what a data center is and does, and who do you serve?
Yeah, sure. So I think at its most rudimentary concept, the data center is the let's call it a sophisticated and secure warehouse for all of the compute that anything takes place on. So the compute and the storage for any of your mobile apps, any of your computer apps, websites, is all processed, not in your home, that's processed somewhere else, right? Or in the proverbial cloud. Well, that cloud and that data processing and data storage is run and maintained by data centers. Those data centers are where redundant power, clean power, cooling, and fiber optics all intersect and meet and peer with one another. And so it's basically the processing center for everything digital, ones and zeros. Imagine you take your cell phone or your computer, you hit google.com in your browser and hit enter. Well, that gets launched out into the air and captured by cell towers, or that's going down through fiber optics or Ethernet from your house down to fiber optics. And then that is directed to a computer or a server that processes that request. And those servers live in a data center.
Now, what differentiates kind of your data center from the other data centers that are out there?
Well, that's a big question and a loaded one. In general, our data centers are different because we have highly sophisticated and trained and certified people inside our data centers to take care of sophisticated hardware and software work. So I guess at its most broad level, our company and our data centers act as a third-party outsourcing IT team, right? Basically an extension of a business's IT team. We can take care of a lot of the sophisticated IT tasks that most companies will need. And because we're in the data center, we can do it quickly and with expertise, because we've got this expertise not only with your company, but hundreds, if not thousands, of other customers and companies that we're managing for them. So it's a centralized expertise center with people, right? And you really can't commoditize people these days because that's where the talent and the differentiators are. What's different about DataBank Atlanta is the fact that we are a innovation hub and a research and development hub teamed with Georgia Tech. So specifically, and you can Google this and look this up, Georgia Tech needed to upgrade their infrastructure and they wanted it to be world class. So they went out and outsourced that piece, right? Data Bank is the specialists and the professionals in data center engineering and builds and operations. Georgia Tech is the specialists and experts at research, at computational sciences, at the ones and zeros and driving innovation and development. So it's a perfect complement that we took over the facility management and they can bring in all of their hardware and all of their needs and all their fiber and not have to worry about the maintenance of that and have facilities managers and operations managers, right? They want to worry about solving world problems and generating research and promoting education through engineering and computational sciences. So long story short, Georgia Tech is our anchor tenant, and they brought in and are building out their high-performance computing center here, which in some ways is synonymous with the word supercomputer or supercomputing. So when you think of these big jobs done for the CDC, for the government, right, for COVID-19, computational consortium, supercomputing consortium, there's supercomputers all over the country. And those are big resources pools of computers, right, that people like the government, people like businesses and enterprises can lease when their servers and their computers aren't powerful enough, aren't fast enough. So there's big data analytics and big data problems and big data sets that the everyday company can't solve, that the everyday human, no way they could solve. And so what Georgia Tech is they're at the forefront of building out the next generation high-performance computers. And we are the operators of the building to which that is housed in.
Is that what ATL1 is, or is that something different?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So we purpose built this facility to do that. To do that is different than building a data center in somewhere else, not for high performance compute, because supercomputers, they require different power. They require a lot more power and they produce a ton of heat. And so we have to cool a supercomputer using liquid cooling, which is different than what a traditional data center has to do, whereby they cool their infrastructure through air, traditional air conditioning, but with more precise air conditioning. So we're actually liquid cooling the Georgia Tech supercomputer right here in Coda Tech Square.
And then you're doing it somehow in an eco-friendly way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, to partner with Georgia Tech was an amazing experience, an eye-opening experience, the brilliance of their engineering. Believe it or not, this was actually the brainchild of this campus in Tech Square in Coda was thought up, I think it was 12, 13 years ago. And the idea was to spill over Route 75 and bring the technology and the human resources, the students, the faculty, into the city so they can mingle with the businesses and the enterprises that we are so lucky to have in Atlanta, right? So what was happening was Georgia Tech is a very prestigious university, Georgia State University, very prestigious. I mean, there's just so many good higher level, higher education colleges in the state of Georgia and also in the city of Atlanta. But the issue was the students were taking these great degrees and we had leakage as a state and as a city to places like Silicon Valley, Austin, Texas, and New York City. So the idea was to spill over Route 75, have these kids and faculty solving problems with companies around them, taking internships with companies around them, like Home Depot is a great example. And after college, post-college or post-graduate, after you get that degree, you go and you go work for Home Depot. We keep that talent or inside the city. And so to answer your green question, as they started developing this concept, this idea, the sustainability team in Georgia Tech got involved and they said, well, if we're going to do this, we also need to make an impact in our community by the ways of going green, by their green initiative. And so the fun stuff about this is, and the differentiator about us is, we're on between Spring Street and West Peachtree Street Northwest. Well, the reason why Spring Street is named Spring Street is because somewhere underground, there are aquifers or springs. Well, we were actually lucky enough to be right next to a spring. And so we can actually, and we do, pull from the spring underground water, and we can use that to liquid cool the Georgia Tech supercomputer. As we cool the Georgia Tech supercomputer, the heat that is extracted off of those computers, through the thermodynamics, we are converting the heat off of the computers into water, and we're heating that water up. Well, now that water is hot with what is called waste energy, which is the wasted energy coming off of servers or the wasted electricity, and that's heat. So that water is now heated. I take that heated water and I actually disperse that water to the high rise next to us to be put to civilian use. So that hot water coming off the back of the Georgia Tech supercomputers is actually going to a high rise to heat their building or to offset their boilers, firing costs. To actually be put to civilian use, they're then effectively taking that heat out of our water, which is chilling our water, and they're sending that right back to us. And when we pull water out of the spring, we have to replenish it. The physics will actually cause a sinkhole if you keep just pulling water out of an aquifer. So we actually have rain capturing units. So we're capturing rain, filling an aquifer or a spring on Spring Street, chilling a supercomputer with it, and taking that heat that we're producing, not dumping it into the atmosphere, but we're putting it to civilian use to our neighbors here in Atlanta. So it's a really amazing eco-friendly story, green story. The story continues on the power side. Georgia Power donated a private microgrid to us. So when the cost of power gets really intense and really high in the summer, we can peak shave off of our own generated power off of our own private microgrid because data centers and supercomputers suck up a ton of power off of the grid, and we put a lot of stress on the grid. So Georgia Power and also Tesla are helping us do some research and innovation by the ways of energy consumption and how to reduce that and take less stress off the grid while producing our own low carbon emissions microgrid.
That's an amazing collaboration, and it shows you how many groups have to be involved in order to make a project of this scope kind of happen.
That's exactly it. I'm trying to make sure I give all the right folks the right shout outs, because you're exactly right. I mean, this is a massive collaboration that the city and state is just so proud of. I was listening to your podcast, I think it was this week or last week, about Invest Atlanta. Invest Atlanta helped us out a ton as well. So they deserve a shout out. I mean, there's just, it's been amazing to see, how much brain power and funding gets to get thrown at something like this. And then how much Georgia Tech really purposefully means to give that right back. You know, it really is a true 100% recycling of people in effort and just, intentions here in the state and in the city.
Now, for you, I would imagine Georgia Tech takes a lot of your time, but is the center open for other businesses, or is that something that's just exclusive for the Georgia Tech thing they're working on?
Absolutely. And I'm sorry I didn't have my sales hat on there. I think the sales team would be punching me right now if they knew I didn't go down that route. So that's exactly right. Georgia Tech has their own private data halls that we have built for them, but the rest of the data center is open for commercial use for anyone, whether that's as big as Coca-Cola or whether that's a mom and pop shop. That wants their servers hosted, their email hosted, their website hosted with us, or their internet managed by us, so they don't get cybersecurity hacked. And so the idea is that if you are some of the surrounding companies or any company across the country that wants to work with Georgia Tech, hey, by all means, come on in. The doors are wide open. Well, not by verbatim, but
I hope they're not wide open.
We've got security guards here 24/7, and you have to badge in and have biometric thumbprint reader to get in. So that's not true at all, but proverbially our doors are open to anybody that wants to come in and do business with Georgia Tech or Data Bank. We have our own cloud computing, as I was speaking to before. where we can provide you with that. We have our own data center space where you can own your own hardware, bring it in and operate it in our data center. We will protect it for you. We will bring in our high availability, high uptime internet so your business never goes down, and we will manage that for you. We have a huge laundry list of cybersecurity services. So obviously companies need to be protected today from the bad intentions of hackers and ransomware hackers. So this is an absolute epicenter, not only for collaboration with Georgia Tech, but just to benefit from the services that we offer here as Data Bank inside the city, right here in the heart of the technology epicenter, let's call it.
Now, you mentioned that you work with small and extremely large organizations. Is there a sweet spot that your services are best suited for?
I don't think so. I think as kind of like the specialists that give a white glove approach to IT and the hands-on IT, I think during coronavirus, this really became apparent on why this makes sense and why this is important. If you're an IT manager, director, vice president, or CTO, you know, you don't want your employees getting up in the middle of coronavirus to go into the office and do some hardware fixes or internet fixes or internet upgrades because everybody's now on VPN or doing Zoom video chats and the internet needs to be upgraded, things like that, right? A lot of people didn't think of that. It's interesting. It's an interesting paradox because a lot of people don't think about data center services, managed services, cloud computing until it's too late, until it's a disaster, until it's Hurricane Sandy or coronavirus, whatever, right? You know, people only complain about their email when it's slow or it's gone or it's missing, or their internet when it's slow, or their Zoom services when it's choppy. You know, it's very reaction based. And so to answer your question about is there a company that's too small or a company that's too big? No, anyone that wants to basically have an outsourced arm of their IT team with expertise across a broad array of services would benefit from this, hands down. And coronavirus is an example, right? Let us set up your VPN. Let us take care of your internet. Let us do your email, do your backup services. Let us have a disaster recovery plan for you and a solution for you. So if there's a power outage or a network outage, you can call us, we can flip a switch and we can bring you back online in Dallas or Salt Lake City, right? You know, so those burdens and those issues and those headaches can be outsourced to a company like DataBank, where the small person, the small company may not have the capital to hire some of these people. I mean, we are blessed to be in an industry where all the experts are paid very well. So a network engineer, a software engineer, these folks are paid very well. So if you have a small company, you may not have the $130,000 CCINE or CCNA network manager or software engineer there, you know, and you also have to pay payroll tax and healthcare on top of that, right? And then you also have to have a database engineer who takes care of the databases, and then a hardware person. And so it adds up. An IT team is extremely expensive. And this is why you're seeing all of it go to the quote unquote cloud. So it's being outsourced. The big companies, they get that because that's a massive adjustment to their bottom line. So yeah, that's a great point. Nobody's too small, nobody's too big, but they both have reasons completely separate from one another why to use someone like a data bank.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about your services, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Do you have a website?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Databank.com. I mean, it's simple. DataBank.com. You know, yes, we're the bank for your data, but, and that's how these, we kind of arrived at our name, in 2005, but now we're much more than that. But yeah, databank.com. We've got a live web chat. If that makes things easier, you could submit forms. You could just call us up. Or, you know, you can find me, Brandon, at the data center right here in Midtown Tech Square. We'd love to give anyone and everyone a tour You know, as long as you've got a valid government issued photo ID, we'll check you and we can show you the place. Coda, TechSquare in general, love to have you. The Coda Collective is something to look up, CODA Collective. It is basically the community of our building in the Portman building, which has its own restaurants, has a bar, has a nice outdoor seating area, right in the city. And so when it's summertime, it's beautiful. The rooftop of the Portman high rise has a soccer field on it. I mean, it is, it's a really cool, really neat place to be. And we'd be more than happy to show you what we've got and the operation that we've got here.
Good stuff, Brandon. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This has been great. We love being here. And if there's anything we can do, you know where to find us.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.